7:59. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Joe's Journey, week 18. Finally, I'm starting to do things that I've been putting off for a long time. I'm getting back to everybody on Instagram that has reached out with advice, help, recommending people. And if I have not got back to you yet, I am getting back to you. You will not believe how many people, including yourself listening right now, actually listen to the Joe and Alex Show and care, which is amazing, reaching out. And I'm trying to get back to everybody with not just generic thanks, thanks, thanks. I'm actually trying to respond to them without having my account get flagged for being spammy. So at Joe and Alex Show, you can also interact with me too for Joe's Journey. Mine is Joe Pesh Radio. So I just told you a second ago, I went to something for the first time, and Alex brought it up, Liv the Web Girl brought it up, you've brought it up. Where did I go? Any guesses, Liv?
Hopefully the gym. I don't know.
No, I actually did not go to the gym this past week. I did walk, though, and I got some exercise in.
Okay.
I went to a meeting. I went to my first ever Overeaters Anonymous meeting.
No way.
Yeah, I set it up Monday. I called the lady just to confirm. A lot of times I do them at churches or different places, but the cool thing, it's free, which is my style, my prize. And I got to tell you, I thought about canceling and not going to the meeting. I was like, to come up with an excuse.
When? Like the day of?
Yeah. Like I scheduled it. I called to make sure I could go at like 8 or 9 o'clock that morning on Monday, and it was like a 12 o'clock meeting. So I roll up in there, and I'll tell you what. It was really helpful.
Was it?
It was very helpful. I guess, you know what? I'm not used to the whole thing. If you know about Alcoholics Anonymous, like AA and different things, it's all kind of modeled after that. And I'm not going to give away too much because a lot of it's private and it stays inside. But I guess I never thought of, I'm like, yeah, I realize that I'm an emotional eater, but I guess I really, my whole life, have had a problem with food. Like, it's never enough for me. Like, some people, I think, Liv, you might be one of those people, and it's a good thing. You don't have an emotional attachment to food. You're like, I'm going to eat, I'm full, I'm done.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, everyone has those times where they like overeat if they're eating something really good, or if they're out to dinner, if it's a special occasion or something, or Thanksgiving. For sure, everyone has those moments. But yeah, for the most part, I kind of look at food as fuel.
You don't need like fuel for my body. Do you obsess about food? Do you think about food all the time?
Not really. I mean, I definitely have struggled as far as going too far with dieting.
Okay.
So I'm like definitely obsessed about the thought of food and like as far as like calories.
Could also be like something that you go to over.
For sure.
And I always thought it's just like, oh, it's got to be really fat, morbidly obese people like myself.
So were there really thin people there?
I was the biggest person there at this particular meeting. Keep in mind though, it's probably older people that I went to because most people now are working during the day.
Okay.
I went to a 12 o'clock thing. But yeah, and they share their stories and ups and downs. And you know me, like I love being here on the Joe and Alex Show, getting through. I mean, it's therapy. People come up to us like, I can't believe you talked about that. It doesn't bother me because I feel like somebody out there listening to my story can relate to that.
Right, for sure.
And I'm just an open book.
I
share that. And that's how it was. And have other people just, they don't know me. I just walked in the room 10 minutes ago and they share their stories and even their struggles currently going on now. It was so powerful. And
did you cry?
I did not cry. I will. I'm a crier.
Right.
I'm sure I will cry. But it's just, it's hard to be like, hey, I'm Joe and I'm an over, you know, I have like an overeating addiction.
So I have a question. Is there anything that was brought to your attention that has never been brought to your attention before in like therapy?
I forget the exact thing, but there's like a 12-step book for
overeaters. Okay, see, I was going to ask that. That was my next question because I know with AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, there is like a 12 steps.
There is a book, and I'm actually going to rent it at the library.
I'm so interested in this.
Yeah, you should rent it at the library. You can check it out too, but it is so interesting. Yes, because what they're reading at, I don't know if you've ever been to church on a Sunday and you're like, holy crap, are they talking about me? Like my seat's getting a little bit warmer right now. Like that's exactly the message I needed to hear. That's what it was, is talking about the basic principles and philosophy of Overeaters Anonymous. And I thought it was absolutely incredible. And if you've ever considered about going or want to go, I can reach out and tell you which one I go to or just kind of recommend. It's really easy. You just Google it. They're free. And a lot of times they're open meetings. You can just walk in. But if you have any questions, Joe Pesh Radio on there. But it's something that I tried doing this week, and I think I'm going to continue doing that. That's step one. The second thing, it really seems small, but that's what I have to do because I never do anything small. I always do everything so freaking big and large. I'm trying this because I've heard there's good health benefits. Maybe I'm wrong about about this. Let me know what you think. I started drinking lemon water every day when I wake up. Like, I drink like about 48 ounces right there I got behind me, which is like, I think, 5 or 6 servings of water. And I feel better. My body, as far as clearing things out, is much better. Not to get into too much detail, but already just starting out on Monday, I did that. And that's my goal every day, is to drink 10 to 12 at least cups of water, because I'm always dehydrated.
Me so happy, because I think that should be the first step in anyone's move to a healthier lifestyle.
It's just cutting that other stuff out there. Yeah, I've been doing that, and I'm feeling good. I'm obviously trying to walk more, but I'm not trying to overdo it, because that is me. I'm the guy that's all or nothing, and I'm so holding myself back. And that's why I didn't really exercise this week. I lost 0.2 pounds, so I didn't gain anything, but I really feel like I'm almost at the exact same thing last week that I was this week. I'm down now 8.8 pounds since we kicked off Joe's Journey, but I feel like I'm getting there. I'm replying back to the people, so I think maybe in the next week or two I'll finally have like a trainer and stuff like that.
Okay, I'm really proud of you. I definitely think the next move is a trainer. But two things really quick. One, when you start drinking all of this water, you're going to hold on. So a lot of that could be water retention. You could have gained actual some poundage, but you're just carrying all this water because you're not used to drinking this much.
I thought about that, and that could be true, because I went to the bathroom yesterday 10 times.
Yes.
It hurts. I can't handle it anymore. It's going to fall off.
Your body's just not used to it. And second thing, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Look at you with the motivation this morning. All right, well, that is Joe's Journey Week 18 update. I'll put this up on my Instagram, Joe Pesh Radio. Also, there's a blog you can follow along, Joe's Journey at RadioNowIndy.com.